I have caught up with Epic Executive Director Tom Salenica, and well, let's talk a little bit about, we're here at the end of the season, cars have been running on 98% fuel blend of ethanol. How well do you think the promotion has been going now that we're kind of finishing off the season?
You know, I think the ethanol industry should be just really excited and pleased with what's been done here on and off the track. The stories just continue to add up, and as the ethanol industry continues to be under this barrage of negative press, the positive press is being created here is more and more valuable every day.
Okay, and where do we go from here? What's the next step?
Well, I think we'll continue here with the Indy Racing League. We've got some really neat ideas planned for next year to make it even bigger and better than this year. The Indy Racing League has been very supportive of that. In fact, in a press conference last weekend, they stated that ethanol is one of their top three priorities for the entire league for all of next year. So we'll continue to see the emphasis here at the Indy tracks.
Okay, and I did attend the press conference yesterday where Honda did announce that ethanol will be used again next year, and so they're getting behind the fuel more and more as well.
Well, that's really the focus of all of these efforts. A lot of folks out in agriculture say, well, why are you guys messing with motorsports? We're not really involved in motorsports for the sake of motorsports. It's what it gives us out in the press. It's the positive stories that are generated, and probably more importantly, it's the technology transfer that's occurring between the auto manufacturers and consumers and the whole racing world. So as Honda makes the switch to their engines in the American Le Mans series, we've got Porsche and Corvette and Ferrari and Mazda and all of these major brands coming on to ethanol for the first time ever. That's going to make a dramatic difference in tomorrow's cars.
Let's get a little more detailed how you think that is filtering out then to the rest of consumers.
Well, as the Ethanol Promotion Information Council started all of their promotional work, our research pointed that we have to cross the barrier on performance. The average consumer was concerned that ethanol wouldn't perform in their cars. So we said, fine, we've got to get to the folks that are changing the opinion of consumers, which is the car enthusiast and the mechanics of this world. Those guys all watch racing. So if we can prove ourselves on Sunday on a racetrack, every mechanic, every car enthusiast on Monday will say, yeah, I can put it in my minivan, my regular passenger car.
I think that covers all the questions I have for you. Anything you want to add?
Drivingethanol.org.
All right, great. Thanks, Tom.